Conifex is proud to support Arkansas high school football because teamwork is the only path to excellence, both on the field and in our plants. With operations in El Dorado and Glenwood, Conifex is proud to employ more than 250 of the best people in Arkansas. If you're interested in joining our Conifex team or want to learn more, visit Conifex.com for more information. To our players tonight, good luck, play hard, and stay safe.
12 minutes to play. We move to the fourth quarter. Bombers looking at a second and goal from the 10-yard line. Defensively, the Bears have brought A.J. Benn into the ballgame. Benn starts on the offensive line. He's a left guard. They've got him in there, nose guard now, Bob, 6 foot, 300 pounds.
They brought somebody in the nose guard that's going to not get blown off the football and blocked every time and at least make the fullback go around you.
And, boy, he's there right immediately as the ball is kept by the quarterback.
He still got a hold of Junior.
He did. He played Junior that whole time. Tabor keeps it, takes it to the 7, a pickup of 3.
All he did was get place out and try to. You know, he'd big enough to get his head up and read the fullback over the center's butt. And he just did that and got place out pretty quick.
So it's 3rd and goal now from the 7-yard line.
I shouldn't say pretty quick. He's big enough to take up a lot of room up there when
yes.
We've got those wide splits.
So 3rd and goal from the 7 for a Mountain Home. Tabor will give it to Junior Williams, and Junior's down to about the three-yard line.
On the carry,
so 4th and goal coming up. What does Mountain Home do? You try another field goal?
It is 4th down.
Ball's at the 3. We hear the Mountain Home fans hollering go, but it looks like the field goal unit's going to come in. So Mountain Home will try another field goal to retake a one-point lead.
That's probably what you got to do. You got to take the points right here and get ahead. You don't want to get down there and get nothing at all. If it's 4th and 1, it'd be different.
This is a 20-yard field goal attempt. The snap is down. The kick is up. And it is good by about a yard. That thing went, it almost looked like it was partially blocked.
It had to hit somebody on the line of scrimmage and go up in the air.
I mean, that thing went probably 20 yards in the middle, up in the air. But it gets over the crossbar. That's what matters.
There's a replay on the video screen. They didn't show the, but it had to hit somebody at the line of scrimmage.
That was odd. So the Bombers retake the lead, 26-25, their first fourth quarter lead of the season. We'll have the kickoff coming up. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We came to Arvest Bank to see what makes it different.
They're more than just familiar faces inside the bank. They're familiar out in the community, too.
It's like a small-town community bank, even though it's much larger than that.
When they talk about experiences, I talk about Arvest. When they talk about people, I talk about Arvest.
Everyone says hello. Literally everybody says hello.
It is really, really imperative to have community organizations step up, and Arvest always does.
Arvest Bank, our customers say it best.
.10:34 left to go in this contest. 26-25. It is Mountain Home with the lead now. Cardenas with this pooch kick again. That's going to hit the ground again. It bounces over the, well, barely getting his hand on it and keeping it from bouncing over him is Yancey. And the Bombers tackling back at about the 23-yard line. And almost bounced over his head.
Jose Alonso right there got downfield to make a heck of a tackle down there.
I'll tell you what, Cardenas has done a good job of those pooch kicks tonight.
Yes, he has. He's found the areas where there's nobody at.
So the Bears will have the ball at the 22-yard line to start this drive. 10:28 to go. The Bombers with a one-point lead. Ball kept this time by McCoy, and he turns it upfield. The quarterback across the 25 to the 26-yard line to pick up. Of about 4. Okay, Bob, through 3 quarters. Mountain Home, 303 yards of offense. Sylvan Hills, 235. Junior Williams, 26 carries, 175 yards already tonight. 50 yards for Tabor on the ground. McCoy leads the way for the Bears with 90 yards. 175 for Williams through three quarters.
Well, once again, we need to find a way to stop them right here and make them punt the ball and give us a chance to get down there and get a touchdown on the board and put this one out of reach.
There's not been a punt in the game tonight for either team.
Colton Peters. It is third
this time
down.
The ball stopped at the 31-yard line. So it's third and one for the Bears. 9:33 to play. Mountain Home leads it by one.
Big play right here, but you don't want to give up a big one. Just
McCoy will give it to Jackson. First down run out across the 35 to the 36. Picks up five.
That was Tatum Brashears that time coming from his outside linebacker spot. Making that tackle.
At the 36-yard line, Silver Hills has
12
first
down of the night for the Bears. And we've got a whistle and apparently an official's timeout, one of the Bombers.
Had the equipment or something.
Yeah,
shoes.
It must have looked like a shoe problem. So 9-11 left in the ball game. McCoy, play action, wants to pass. In the flat left side, it's incomplete. Overshot is intended receiver Hutchinson.
Pretty well covered that time. Had a bracket on him. It looked like one of the safeties come over the top. And Rashear's there underneath right there. Had to be a perfect throw to get to him and just couldn't make it.
9:03 to play. The incompletion stops the clock. 26-25, Mountain Home leading Sylvan Hills. They're going to hand it off to Hutchinson this time. Boy, he is so quick.
Boy, he has a deep counter play right there.
Hutchinson on the carry.
I really don't. They've run it to
the 43-yard line.
Great success. It just takes so long. I don't see how they.
It is third down.
It's a 7-yard pickup out to the 43-yard line.
So we need a stop right here. Penalty, maybe even a turnover or something.
8:36 to play. Third and a three here for the Bears. The quarterback, McCoy, keeps it. He's hit in the backfield. Boy. Nicely played by Mountain Home. Lathan Aldridge comes up from his linebacker spot and keeps him for no gain on the play.
Rashears did a good job that time of getting up the field and making him cut back. Didn't let him get around the corner. And when he cut up the field right there, Aldridge was right there to make the tackle. So that was a combination of a good job of linebacker turning it up and inside linebacker making a tackle.
Fourth and three for this Bomber defense. Can they get the Bears off the field for the first time tonight? Fourth and three. The snap is handed to Hutchinson. Hutchinson is going to get it with the second effort. Oh, they had him hit near the line of scrimmage, and he's going to wind up making 4 yards on the play.
That same deep counter play that
brought down on the 47-yard line. That is a Bears first down.
They're using the running back on the backside to block and cave us down inside, I think.
They're going to mark it just shy of the 48-yard line, about a 5-yard pickup.
48-yard line, first and 10, Silver Hills.
So the Bears convert on fourth down. Hutchinson coming to the near side on the sweep play, and he's trying to get to the corner, and he does. Stiff arms the defender and steps out of bounds inside the 30. They're going to mark him at the 29-yard line with another first down run.
Well, you see that coming, we just could not get up there and get him contained.
23-yard pickup on the sweep by Hutchinson. 7:34 to play. It's a 26-25 Mountain Home lead. But the Bears moving the ball again. Operating right to left here in this fourth quarter. McCoy will hand it off to the running back this time. As Jackson gets the call, and Jackson's going to pick up close to eight.
Oh, they're just—it's too big of gains right there.
We've got a 21-yard line,
8-yard gain here. So second and two, upcoming for the Bears.
You know, bad thing is they're taking a lot of time off the clock with this drive.
They are,
also.
Aren't they?
They're mimicking us.
Down to 7:03 left in the contest. McCoy, play action, looking to pass right side, has the man in the end zone, touchdown, as Esteen catches his second touchdown pass of the night. Shawan Esteen with a 21-yard touchdown catch. Sylvan Hills has retaken the lead. And now I think you'd go for two, wouldn't you? And they will. They need two to make it a seven-point game. So they will go for two. They got a man coming onto the field late from the sideline, and they're trying to get lined up with 4 seconds on the play clock. Rolling to the right side, McCoy, the quarterback, turns it upfield, and he makes it. The two-point conversion is good. 6:52 left in the game. It's now 33-26. Sylvan Hills up. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative members have 24/7 access to their account through the member account portal at naeci.com. After logging in, you can view your bill, make a payment, and see your daily usage. In addition to the portal at naeci.com, you always can stop by the co-op's office or call 870-425-2141. At NAEC, membership has advantages.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Your first home is like this dream. The day you walk in, the sun seems to shine more brightly. The ceilings, they just seem taller. And you'll never fix that creaky floorboard because it sounds like comfort. What a hug would sound like if it made a sound. And that's when you realize you're home. Really, really home. Realize your dream with a home loan from Simmons Bank. Dreams realized. SimmonsBank.com. Member FDIC, equal housing lender, subject to credit approval.
Back at Bomber Stadium, 6:52 left to play. 33-26, Sylvan Hills with the lead. Bears getting ready to kick off. Well, we talked about these teams averaging, well, the Bombers averaging about 8.5 points a game. Onside kick, and, oh, I think the Bears have got it. It hit one of the first men up there from Mountain Home, bounced off his hands, and Sylvan Hills has the football at the 50-yard line. Now then, the officials are talking about it.
They're trying to see if it went 10 yards before it was.
I think the Bombers came up and hit it right at the 50-yard line. It went 10. It hit the Mountain Home return man before it went 10, but then the Bears recovered, and I don't see how they don't give the ball to Sylvan Hills here. It's got to be their ball at the 50. They're still talking about it. They wave off the flag. Sylvan Hills, they throw the flag, I guess, because they didn't think the ball had gone 10 yards before it was touched by Sylvan Hills, but they talk about it. I think they get the call right, Bob.
I do, too. I think it's right. I can't believe the referee from the goal line threw the flag. He was 50 yards away from it.
I didn't realize he's the one that threw it.
Yeah.
What I was going back to, what I was talking about was scoring. Sylvan Hills averaging 9 points a game. The Bombers like 8.5. This obviously is the highest offensive output for both of these teams this year. 33-26, and now the Bears have the ball back at the 50. And the handoff, this is a new running back that's into the ball game. This is Seth Taylor, and boy, he's a quick one. Takes him down to the 38, a pickup of 12.
I was watching that time. You can't get blocked that bad on the backside of the point of attack. My goodness gracious, a life.
So the Bears take the lead on the touchdown with 6:52 to play. And then they recover the onside kick, and they're driving again, leading by 7. McCoy hands it off to Jackson. Trey Jackson takes it inside the 35 to the 32-yard line, a pickup of 6.
Brought down by a fleet of Bombers. It'll be second down.
6:14 to play. Boy, Bob, we've See, very few takeaways by this Mountain Home defense this year. Boy, this is a spot you need one.
You need one right now. You need them to turn it over, have a big penalty, something, because we're giving up yards and chunks, and we're running, going to run out of time.
Under 6 minutes left to play now. Three-man front for Mountain Home. Handoff is Jackson. Sweep to the right side. Jackson's into the secondary. 10-5 touchdown. Sylvan Hills.
Trey Jackson on the carry. Takes it 32 yards to the end zone. Touchdown Bears.
Trey Jackson with a 32-yard touchdown run. And Sylvan Hills now with a 2-touchdown lead over Mountain Home. And boy, how quickly this one has turned.
I'm just a little speechless right here on the effort on the last two defensive plays right there. They're
2 touchdowns in 69 seconds here for the Bears. They're a player short on their extra point team. Mendoza ready for the extra point. High snap, pulled down by Withrow. The kick is good. 5:43 left to play. It is 40-26, Sylvan Hills. You're listening to Bomber Football, Classic Hits 101.7.
Are you ready to take a trip? With all the amenities and no headache, there's no better time than now. Visit Professional Travel Services' new location, 104 East 7th Street, next to Alley Abstract, downtown on the Mountain Home Square. They'll help you start planning your holiday travels to visit tropical destinations or book your cruise adventure. They'll handle all the details for your trip while you relax and make memories. Traveling just got easier by choosing Professional Travel Services. Call 425-7666. The only way to see the world is with Professional Travel Services.
Community banking means investing in our community. At Centennial Bank, we invest our time and energy in helping our friends and neighbors grow, explore possibilities, and achieve their dreams. We proudly sponsor the student athletes of the Mountain Home Bombers. So whether you're in the game or in the stands, we support the things that mean the most to you because you mean the most to us. We're Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank. Member FDIC.
You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7, KCTT, Yellville, Mountain Home.
5:43 to play. 40-26. Mountain Home led it 26-25 just a few minutes ago. Here's the kickoff. Caden Williams from the 5-yard line. Out across the 15, the 20, at the left sideline. 25. Sidesteps a defender and takes it to about the 29-yard line. And that's where Mountain Home will start. Down a couple of touchdowns. 5:35 to play. This is, we talked about this. This is not a quick strike offense for Mountain Home. They got a big uphill battle here.
Not unless Junior and Dawson, they're not. I shouldn't say they're not. Chances they're going 70 yards or 60 yards are not real good against speed that Sylvan is, but we can break 2 or 3 20 or 30-yard plays.
Right.
That would be quick strike for us.
That would.
Which we'd take that.
We need that right now. 5:35 to play. The Bombers down 14. Tabor wants to pass, and it's incomplete. He was looking for Caden Williams. Threw it behind him, incomplete.
For Caden Williams, incomplete. We'll be second down.
So it brings up 2nd and 10 here for Mountain Home. Jose Alonso has not played a whole lot on the offensive side tonight. He's into the ball game. It'll be the wide out on the near side. The Bombers work from the far hash. 5:31 to play. Looking Alonso's way, and it's going to be intercepted. Nope, it's incomplete. Hit the ground. Well, they're looking for him on the quick slant on the right side. It's incomplete.
Alonso incomplete. It is 3rd down.
So now 3rd and 10 for Mountain Home. Dylan Pausch will bring the play in from the sideline. Five 27 left in the contest. The Bombers down 14. Play action. Looking across the middle. And Pausch hangs on to it. Nice catch. Boy, shy of the first down. Well, he got hit hard and hung on to it.
The ball had to be thrown high to go to the linebackers. Dylan did a good job of going up and getting it, but he paid the price with a shoulder pads in his belly when he caught it.
9-yard pickup. They'll give it to Junior. He'll get the first down. Out to we got some pushing going on now between a couple of Bomber players.
He actually threw a punch. That kid,
did he really?
Yes, he threw a punch.
I didn't see that. We've got another flag that has come in. So two flags on the play. It was Ahmad Yancey for Sylvan Hills.
Well, he threw a punch and hit Peters right upside the head, right in front of the official. I'm sure he saw it.
Now the White Hat's getting his pad out, writing numbers down, and
you know that could be two fouls.
Let's see if we're going to have an ejection. I'm anxious to see how this is going to play out. They're marking off 15 yards down to the 44. And we've not even been given an official indication yet. I think they're trying to...
He's writing it down.
Yeah, we've got to make sure he gets the numbers correct. Then the other officials went and spotted the ball and got ready to play, and the White Hat never even gave an indication. It's unsportsmanlike conduct against Sylvan Hills.
He is ejected.
And he is ejected.
Unsportsmanlike conduct against the defense.
So Ahmad Yancey has been ejected.
He has been ejected from the ball game. That's about the home Bomber.
5:04 to play. The Bombers have it at the 44-yard line. Back to pass is Tabor, and it's incomplete. Trying to get to the
Dawson
near sideline.
I ran that in the short side of the field right there. The play action pass tried to get Junior and Dylan. It was the three-person route out there, and that Sylvan Hills did a good job of covering that.
4:53 to play. Bombers are down by 14. Ball at the 44 of Sylvan Hills. Tabor dropping straight back. Right side, hit as he throws, and it's incomplete. Good pressure that time up front by Keelan Stanley.
Dawson Tabor's pass intended for Jose Alonso, incomplete.
And now we've got an injured Bomber.
That's Tabor.
It is Tabor this down.
He took another good lick.
They get him up, but they'd already stopped the clock, and so he's going to have to leave the field for a play. So Stockton will come in at quarterback as Tabor has to come out for one play. Are they going to make him come out?
I don't know.
Matt Holmes is going to take a timeout. They were down to 12 seconds on the
timeout,
play clock.
Hole.
So 4:47 to play. The Bombers down 40-26. You're listening to Bomber Football, Classic Hits 101.7.
Concern for community is one of the seven cooperative principles North Arkansas Electric Cooperative follows. Members who want to help our community can join the co-op's Operation Roundup program. Your bill will be rounded up to the next even dollar. That spare change will help fund college scholarships and donations to local organizations. Stop by NAEC's office or call 870-425-2141 to join Operation Roundup today.
Dewey & Sons Plumbing is your go-to team whether you need home repairs, new plumbing construction, or have a big emergency. Their team will be there. Dewey & Sons is a family-owned business that's been providing folks in the Twin Lakes great, reliable, affordable plumbing service for over 40 years. And they've been supporting the Bombers for 40 years, too. Call the plumber number, Dewey & Sons Plumbing, 425-4868. That's 425-4868. And go Bombers!
Well, 3rd and 10 here for Mountain Home from the 44 of Sylvan Hills. Tabor dropping straight back, looking across the middle. It's incomplete, intended for Junior Williams. 4th down coming up.
Junior Williams incomplete. That brings up fourth down.
4:45 to play. Bombers down a couple of touchdowns. Start of this drive was just over 6 minutes left and down a couple of touchdowns. They've been putting the ball in the air. And now you're looking at fourth and 10. If you don't convert here, more than likely going to be the ball game.
You know, they're playing in their hands. They like to rush the passer. They've got those smaller, quicker guys in there right now.
Timeout, Mountain Home. 4:45 to play. It's 40-26 Sylvan Hills. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!